Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The subject matter of our
tema,
seminar is the nectar of prayer.
Je nektar molitvi.
Enter, we are entering this prayer of Rupa Goswami today. Rupa Goswami wrote towards
Goswami
the end of his appearance here on this planet,
a swan song prayer.
What is that?
Što to znači?
It said the song of the swan is most beautiful before he leaves his life behind. So the prayers of the devotees, which are composed in the old age, in the winter of their life, are most expressive and useful for us to imbibe
bhakti
or devotion in the heart. We get bhakti or devotion to Krishna, much like we get infection. The infection comes not from within the body, but from outside.
So,
bhakti for Krishna is coming either from the devotee or, in rare cases, from Krishna himself. And we were discussing this yesterday. Rupa Goswami has described in a prayer how this works. He has described how a person who was performing ordinary activities was once cooking in his house, and a great devotee passed by his house and came into his view for the little time which it takes to go from one side of the door, the left doorpost, to the other, the right doorpost. And he describes, I was engaged in my household duties, and then I saw this great soul who was stumbling in ecstasy, crying with tears in his eyes, chanting, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Very emotional.
And
since that time, my days are no longer the same. So Rupa Goswami describes this, catching a mood from someone else who has it,
and
then bringing it in the heart for further growth and development. Their prayers are mostly in three categories, and I will now teach you a little bit about the art of prayer so that you know and recognize these prayers again in the Kapanika Panja Panjika,
I prepoznati te
stotra, the list of requests by Rupa Goswami, which will be the main focus of our attention during this seminar. The first type of prayer is called Sampratanatmika Vigyapti. Vigyapti is prayer,
or
the language is the translation is an entreaty. Do you know what is an entreaty? Ein Bittgesuch. That's a very difficult German word. Bittgesuch is like, you know, when I entreat for on someone's behalf, I make like a request for him.
Da, to je kao molba u nečije ime.
I know now Nandarani Priya and Uddhava want to get Banu Nandini into Switzerland.
And
the Swiss authorities are slow,
tamo,
foolish and bureaucratic.
So
Nandarani Priya is coming there
to
the Swiss authorities and makes an entreaty. Oh, she's such a good girl. She will not do any wrong things in Switzerland. She will not beg, although she is from Bosnia. Different entreaties, different requests are made on behalf.
Tražnje, različite molbe će biti upućene u njeno ime.
What is the word?
Ne znam riječ.
No, it's not like a recommendation, it's like a request.
Request je molba.
Yes. Rupa Goswami says,
Rupa Goswami kaže,
Vigyapti is an entreaty which releases the bolt on the door of liberation.
Koja otvara, otklanja stijenu sa vrata oslobođenja.
Let's look at this definition.
Pogledajmo sada ovu definiciju.
From one perspective, we are all in the prison house of material existence, and the doors are firmly locked by a bolt.
Sa čeličnim štapom, nije stijenje.
Which, you know, is in these two rings of iron.
Nalazi u ta dva prstena metalna.
And when you go and want to get the door open,
želite otvoriti vrata,
it's not possible.
Jednostavno to nije moguće.
The bolt is closing the door.
Zatvara vrata.
So vigyapti or prayer is something so powerful that it takes the bolt out of the door.
Da izvlači tu čeličnu šipku iz vrata.
Yes, that's very powerful.
Jako je moćno.
It throws the bolt away. And the door flies open.
Vrata se otvaraju širom.
My road is free now.
Moj put je sada sam slobodan da idem dalje.
This is how Rupa Goswami describes prayer. It's something which allows you to enter into freedom.
Da zađete u slobodu.
Thank you, Virachandra. Do you pray enough, Virachandra?
I don't think so.
See? So there are three types of these powerful prayers. The first is just simply called submissive prayers. Would you like to have an example so that you can apply this type of prayer in your life? Yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha yuvato yata mano biramate tatvan mano biramatam tvayi. Just as the minds of young women
upravo kao što su umovi mladih žena
are attracted to young men,
privučene s mladim muškarcima,
and the minds of young men
umovi mladih muškaraca
are attracted to young women,
mladim ženama,
I pray that my mind,
da moj
be attracted to your Krishna.
Tobom, Krishna.
Here the author, Rupa Goswami, takes one of the most intense human feelings,
uzima
the feeling of attraction
to another person,
and brings that feeling towards Krishna. He prays, oh, I feel it's so spontaneous for me, for my mind to go to the opposite gender. Let it be that my mind goes as natural, as spontaneous to you. Do you know what this feeling is? In preparation to this lecture, I walked down the beach of the Adriatic coast and made a direct investigation of this particular subject matter. I saw young muscular men, this good perfume, brown ladies,
potamnjele, osunčene djevojke.
And there was some attraction going on.
I bilo je zaista privlačnost među njima.
So, a devotee makes this simple statement, my Lord, I have these feelings. They are in me.
Imam ove osjećaje, oni su u meni.
They should go to you now.
Međutim, trebaju se uputiti ka
tebi. Please, let them go to me,
neka teku ka
tebi. My dear devotees, if you are struggling with sexual attraction,
borite sa seksualnom privlačnošću.
Hare Krishna. Which are not good, I mean, which are not good for your life,
što nije dobro za
if you struggle with misplaced
sa pogrešno
attraction,
privlačnošću,
pray like this to Krishna,
ovaj
in a
Krishna,
simple, natural way.
Na jednostavan, prirodan način.
Once Prabhupada made a pastor, the Reverend Gary Davis,
sreo jednog pastora,
in New York.
Gary Davisa,
and Gary Davis
New Yorku. I Gary
Davis was a black pastor, as far as I remember. And, you know, they have these beautiful gospels. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
da, oni imaju predivne gospele. On je bio
crnac,
ako se dobro sjećam.
God, Lord, and sing. And these gospels are very nice expression of the human feelings directed to God.
And
they were discussing about prayer, and Gary Davis said, but first we have to know what to pray for, isn't it, when we talk about prayer? Prabhupada replied, yes. We should pray.
Trebamo se moliti.
Please.
Molim te.
Let me love you.
Dozvoli da te volim.
What a nice prayer to Krishna.
To je tako
please.
Neka molitva za Krishnu. Molim
let
te.
Let me love you.
Dozvoli da te
now
volim.
My love is not.
Sada moja ljubav nije.
Somewhere.
Je negdje.
Let it be.
Neka bude.
Placed into you.
Upućena k tebi.
There is a second type of prayer.
Postoji druga vrsta
Dainya Bodhika. Dainya Bodhika means the admission
znači
of one's incompetence.
Priznavanje svoje vlastite nekompetencije, nesposobnosti.
Here's an example for you.
I dati primjer ovdje za vas.
Mato papadma na paradi cakaschana parihare pilajame kimbruve purushattama nasi dragi gospodi. There's no one as sinful as me. No one has committed such a list of offenses as I have. What can I say? I'm very ashamed to ask you to remove those sins. You know, here a devotee goes into an area
Bhakta zalazi u oblast
where apparently he moves very much into the minors, into the feelings of shame, the feelings of failure, the feelings of, you could say, the black library of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We move very deep into this black library. We become overwhelmed for a moment with the things which we have done. The thoughts which we have thought, the words which we have said when we were young and foolish and angry, we move into our black library. And from that position of minus, where we feel so removed from the Lord, we turn back towards the Lord from a distance. The distance created by our regret. And from that distance, we pray. Oh, I'm very dean, I'm very fallen, what can I say? I'm even ashamed when I speak about myself. Dainya. This is Dainya Bodhika, huh? Dainya is the humus on which the plant of bhakti can grow. Dainya is humility. In this environment, your plant of bhakti can grow. If you want to plant a nice tree, don't put it into sand. There is no water in the sand. If you want to plant the plant of bhakti, don't plant it into your very, very comfortable feeling. Plant the plant of bhakti into the earth of humility, which is nice and wet by your tears. There the plant of bhakti will grow.
Rast.
So what's the second prayer?
To je znači druga vrsta molitve.
Plant the plant of bhakti into the humus of humility, which is wet with your tears. That is the right environment.
To je istinska,
then the third
example,
Lala Samayi Vigyapti. Kada gambiraya vacha shriya yukto jagat pate chamara vyagya hastang mang. Hastam means smile. Evam kurvitya evam kurviti vakshyasi. O master of the universe, when will you, accompanied by Lakshmi, say with a deep voice to me,
dubokim glasom mi reči,
who is eager to serve you with a chamara? Please, come here.
Željen da te služim s chamarom. Molim te, dođi ovdje.
This is, you know, some hankering where devotee wishes to serve Krishna. And he wants to be ordered by Krishna. Come here, do this, do it like this. Do my chamara seva.
By služime s chamarom na ovaj način.
Like this, and then
malo ovako,
little like this.
Hare
Krishna.
Ovako.
Imagine, Krishna zamislite, would call you with a smile. Come here, do my chamara seva, my fanning service.
Mm.
Many times we hear
puta čujemo,
devotees
bakte,
offer
nude,
Krishna doing this chamara service.
Krishna,
there was one great devotee called Kanshi
Purnam
in South India, who did every day the chamara service, and He said to the Lord, he asked the Lord all kinds of questions, and the Lord would answer to him. Once a poor man came to Kanchi Purnam and said, "Can you ask the Lord if I will go back to Godhead, please?"
So
Kanchi Purnam said, "Yes, when I go on the altar." So he went on the altar, he did the Chamara service, and he asked, "Vararaj," said Krishna.
Da.
This one devotee of you wants to know when he goes back to Godhead. What do you think, Kanchi Purnam?
Yeah,
I don't know, said Kanchi Purnam. You are the Lord. Okay, said Balaraj. They were very relaxed with each other. Yes, he will go back to Godhead after this lifetime. Really?
Zaista.
Yes.
Da, da.
No problem.
Nema problema.
He is a good devotee.
On je dobar posvećeni.
Then the next day Kanchi Purnam said, I am always asking for others.
Pitam za druge.
Now I will ask for myself.
Sada ću pitati za samoga sebe.
Next day came.
Sljedeći dan je došao.
He fanned.
I hladio je.
Vararaj, that's the name of Krishna there.
To je ime Krishna.
The giver of blessings.
Onaj koji podaruje blagoslove.
I have a question.
Imam jedno pitanje.
Yes, ask your question.
Da, da, postavi ga slobodno.
What's about me? Will I go back to Godhead also?
Da li ću se ja također vratiti?
Vararaj answered. What do you think, Kanchi Purnam?
Šta misliš, Kanchi Purnam?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
Ne znam.
Vararaj said, no, you won't go back to Godhead.
Ne, ti nećeš ići natrag Bogu.
No?
Ne?
No. No chance.
Nema šanse.
Well, I mean, I don't want to argue, but why does he go back to Godhead?
Ali zašto
and why don't I go back to Godhead?
Natrag Bogu, ja ne.
But Radharaj became very serious.
Postoji jako ozbiljan.
See this poor man, Kanchi Purnam.
Ovaj siromah. Kanchipurna.
He serves
on
a devotee,
služi baktu,
but you only serve me.
A ti služiš samo mene.
I will only
ja
liberate someone
samo osobu
who approaches me
koja
through his devotee.
Pristupa,
yes, but I'm trying to
baktu.
Serve devotees, but
ja,
everyone
ja
says, you are so exalted, you speak with the Lord, and we don't want to accept
spojno,
any service and go from you and go to hell. Therefore, I can't find any devotee
ja
who allows me to serve.
Mi dozvolite da ga služim.
Said Kanchi Purnam and cried.
Kanchi Purnam je to rekao i zaplakao.
The Lord said, that's a serious problem.
E, to je već ozbiljan problem.
Find a devotee who doesn't recognize you.
Nađi nekog baktu koji te neće prepoznat.
Okay,
prepoznat.
Said Kanchi Purnam, but dobre this means I would have to leave
to
your,
znači da ću morati napustiti
Chamara seva for half a year. No problem, I can get anyone to do this. I want you to go back home, back to Godhead. So next morning, Kanchi Purnam left the town and went to another town. He dressed on the way in the dress of a sannyasi. He was a grihastha before. And then he would always go to another grihastha in Srirangam, and every day he would take care of the cows of the grihastha. Now once, after half a year, and so in the night when everyone was sleeping, Kanchi Purnam was just praying and chanting the whole night. During the day he would take care of the cows. Now once, after half a year, the Lord made a plan to bring his Kanchi Purnam back to him. He made such a storm, like a storm and a rainstorm which will come in a few hours here in the camp also.
veliku kišnu provalu oblaka koja će naskoro, koja će par sati isto doći na naš kamp. Mi smo naručili tu tu kišnu nevrijeme i ona će doći.
And Kanchi Purnam came back after the night with his clothes totally drenched. So he put his cloth
i svoju odjeću
in the evening on a line and then took his grihasta clothes, the white clothes of Kanchi Purnam, and he sat in his room and he chanted, "My Lord, my Lord, I want to do your seva, I want to do your seva, I don't even care if I'm liberated, I want to fan for you." And he sang all his beautiful songs, so he became so loud in his singing that the person where he was serving woke up with a start and, "Who's singing so beautiful?" And ran into the room and there he saw his cowherd boy, an old man dressed in white clothes crying, "I want to do your seva." And he understood, "Wow, you were not a cowherd man. You are, who are you? You look just like the famous Kanchi Purnam." "No," said Kanchi Purnam, "I'm not Kanchi Purnam. Not even in my dreams. And the Lord doesn't like me anyways." So then he and this Grihasta who had him as a cowherd boy was known as only how Kanchi Purnam speaks so openly about his relationship to Krishna. He fell to his feet and said, "I have made you serve me. You have taken care of my cows. You have taken care of my cooking, you have taken care of my shopping, you have served me, now I will go to hell." Kanchi Purnam said, "I will go back to Godhead and I will pray to you for you that you also can come after me. Don't worry." And he went back, he hastened back because his disguise was lifted and he came back to Varadaraj and the next morning he came and fanned him on the altar. Varadaraj said, "There you are. Was it a little wet?
Da li je bilo pomalo mokro tamo?
Was the rain a little bit heavy?
Da li je kiša bila malo jaka?
Yes, it was your rain of mercy.
To je bila tvoja kiša milosti.
Brought me back to you. I don't even want to be liberated from this world as long as I can serve you." Varadaraj said, "Now you have served my devotee. Now you will go back to me. Don't worry." So this is some story about what we are talking here, where a devotee serves the Lord with his chamara and is so absolutely desiring that the Lord will call him in his service and give him further instructions how to do this service. My dear devotees, we all should have such desires to do something for Krishna. A man without an ideal is a dead man. A woman without a spiritual goal is a woman in stagnation, a woman in spiritual paralysis. You must have something you look forward in the service of the Lord, which will enliven your practice and give wings to your life. Very important. There's a very nice song which my own spiritual master has sung often, sometimes. Kada jamuna tire navamitava kitayam udbashpa punarika ksharakshayishyami tandavam. Kada jamuna tire navamitava kitayam. It's from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says,
kaže,
it's about a desire. O Lotus Eyed Lord,
o Lotus Oki,
then will I dance on the bank of the Yamuna with tears in my eyes while singing your names. This is the correct desire.
Istinska želja.
When will I go to Vrindavan?
Otići u Vrindavan.
When will I give up my identification with being man or woman? When will I go to the Yamuna? And when will I just sing at the Yamuna?
Pjevati na Yamuni.
Chanting your holy names.
Uzvikujući tvoje sveto
ime.
There
is a book out which reminiscences of Srila Prabhupada before he came to the West.
And one of his friends na zapad,
who lived with him in Vrindavan,
znači, jedan od njegovih prijatelja koji observed him, Vrindavanu had seen Prabhupada
at the bank of the Yamuna.
Na obali Yamune,
he had put his danda into the sand, made a little pile so that it wouldn't fall, and then Prabhupada danced around the danda like a little child, singing the holy names of Lord Krishna. And later, when the friend asked him, oh, Abhe Babu, you were dancing very nicely, he said, yes, I was enjoying my life at the bank of the Yamuna. My dear devotees, if you ever have the chance to go to Vrindavan's forest and find a lonely spot at the bank of the river Yamuna, then please sit there and chant the holy name. Dance if no one looks, and you don't do it for, how do you say, recognition,
da bi vas
name, fame, and
ime,
and glory,
slavu,
and sing the names of the Lord there in that sacred atmosphere, and you will see how some good
Gospodina
feeling for Krishna consciousness will enter your heart. In fact, that's where we
zapravo
begin.
Tu sve I počinje.
The prayer of Rupa Goswami,
Rupa Goswamija,
which is called
Kapanya
Panjika Stotra, a list of requests,
ili
starts exactly in Vrindavan's forest. He says,
kaže,
a very poor man
jako
living in Vrindavan forest
u šumi Vrindavana
presents the following appeal at the lotus feet of Vrindavan's king
sljedeću molbu
and
pred lotusova stopala kralja Vrindavana. Sljedeću.
This is a very amazing prayer because Bhakti Vinod Thakur has also written a song about this prayer. And he says, with a little bit more feeling, weeping and weeping and turning away from all shyness, I, a very poor-hearted person who lives in Braja's forest, now speaks the prayers that are in my heart.
Koje mi leži na srcu.
My dear devotees, the forest of Vrindavan is truly a spiritual forest. And it is a forest which invokes immediately feelings for Radha and Krishna. The forest of
Vrindavan
is a like a person which greets Krishna, the flowers on the trees are the smiles of the forest. When he welcomes
Krishna,
the bees which are in Vrindavan's forest, these bees are the song of the forest, the dancing of the forest. When Krishna comes, the leaves are dancing in the sky, and that means that the forest is greeting his beloved Lord.
You have come.
And then When Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, from the trees, honey pours down like a welcome med, drink for Krishna. Poput, drink, 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 you are here.
Dobrodošlicu.
Drink, drink,
evo,
drink.
Pipi, došao si sada.
Krishna says, hvala.
Krishna kaže, hvala.
And in this way, the whole forest of Vrindavan is a forest full of consciousness. It's not a dark, tamasic forest. It's a living, conscious servant forest. I've written a lot of things about the forest of Vrindavan, but I don't want to sing, talk too long. Prabhupada was once asked, what is the benefit of going to Vrindavan? And he said, it gives you a push forward. A push forward on your way back home, back to Godhead. When you feel tupko and passive, and you feel your life is moving stagnantly on the same place, go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all desirable things in your life. Rupa Goswami says, the splendor of Vrindavan's forest, which is so beautifully situated on the bank of the Yamuna, where the buzzing bees take shelter of newly blooming kadamba trees, is ornamented with unlimited sweetness, this forest. And this forest, listen to this, produces an extraordinary state of bhava in my mind.
Najneobičnije stanje bhave u mome umu.
In other words,
drugim riječima,
in the forest of Vrindavan, you get the difficult to attain feeling for Shyama Sundar,
koji je
for
tako
Krishna.
Teško dostići, to je osjećaj za Shyama Sundar.
I had once a friend,
jednom sam imao prijatelja,
whose Jewish mother,
čija
židovska
mama,
to take
mama
him out of Krishna consciousness.
Je došla da ga izvuče.
Jewish mamas are something else, my dear devotees. You know Bosnian mamas and Croatian mamas and Serbian mamas, and they are already more attached to their children than Nemetska or German mothers. But the Jewish
mama židovka,
is really the epitome of attachment to the children.
Za djecu.
And an Italian mama is also very intense.
Mama također je veoma vezana.
So this New York mama had come to take her son out of Krishna consciousness, but she didn't know the power of Vrindavan. She came to Vrindavan, and then after one night in Vrindavan only, the mama thought, went to the son and said, I hate to admit it, but I sang the whole night Hare Krishna. I think it's good what you do. Vrindavan has such an effect even on the materialistically minded person, because it has so much power. Vrindavan is so powerful because there's Tulsi Devi in the forest and Brinda Devi, the same person who brings us to Krishna. So the second verse, let me see.
Druga strofa, da pogledam samo.
Actually, I want to see, do you have any questions so far? Is this all right for you, or is it over your head? And it's boring because you never hear such things. This is what devotees talk about.
Yet
we also talk about self-improvement and how to live well in this world, but we must also not forget the transcendental world. Both must.
We
must know how to get there, and we must also how to overcome the obstacles in our path. These seminars are very necessary, but we must also know where is the goal. Both zeal, yes. Should we go on?
Onda da nastavimo.
The second prayer is now something which is very important from text 2 to text 9. Rupa Goswami will now praise Krishna. When you pray, you should first address the Lord with some good prayers. You should not just come and say, I want this, I want that, or I'm fallen, or this and that. Praise the Lord. Glorify Him. That's the meaning of kirtan. Step out of your own little prison cell, your little mind, and address the Lord.
Navendivara
sandoha sondasya skandana prabham charu gora chana garva gaurava grasi gaurabham. Do you see how the poet is now using sounds which are very much similar? Charu gora chanar gava gora vagrasi gora bham. O King,
O Kralju,
whose luster eclipses the splendor of newly blossomed blue lotus flowers.
Svježe pročvetanog plavog lotusovog cvijeta.
That's Krishna.
To je Krishna.
O Radha,
o
Queen,
Radha, kraljice,
whose fair complexion
prekrasni
devours the intense pride
guta
of yellow gorochana. Gorochana is a pigment
guta,
from the cows,
znači
brightly yellow.
Guta blistavo žutu boju goročane. To je pigment s kojima se ukrašavaju krave.
There is a benefit which
znači,
Narada Muni talks
o kojoj govori
about,
Narada Muni.
Is when you chant prayers in glorification of Krishna,
u slavu
Krishna, you immediately enter the presence of Krishna in your consciousness.
Prisustvo. Prizovite Krishna prisustvo u svoju svijest.
Do you follow this idea?
Da li slijedite
ideju? If you pray prayers which come from your own mind, you remain usually in your own little world. But if you pray about Krishna's wonderful attributes, your mind becomes overwhelmed by divinity. There's a verse which I like very much from the first canto, where Narada Muni talks about his own experience. He says that when I chant about Krishna's pastimes, He at once appears on the seat of my heart as if I have called for him there. And Prabhupada translates, or in the purport, this experience of Narada Muni into something which I find very, very valuable. He says, if you pray to Krishna, if you pray about Krishna's glories, you penetrate into his presence. What does the word penetrate mean?
Prodirati. Ili prodrijeti.
Yes. Penetrate means you go through some obstacle.
Znači proći kroz neku prepreku.
For instance, you might penetrate an
earthen
wall.
Kroz zemljeni zid.
To reach freedom.
Da biste dosegli
slobodu.
You just
dig a hole through it and then come out the other side. Free.
Slobodni ste.
So, when you begin to chant Krishna's glory, and I really mean Krishna's glories, even though your mind doesn't always understand it, you will penetrate through the thickened wall of your material conditioning and your mental limitations and enter into the presence of the Lord. I especially recommend to you books like the Bhagavatam, where you find these powerful prayers by Dhruva and Prahlad, which bring you into the presence of the Lord, which help you to penetrate the wall which separates you from the Lord. So here,
ovdje, znači,
what is described here
ono
of Krishna
opisano,
is one particular quality of Krishna. What is the quality
Krishna
of Krishna
odlika? Koja je ta posebna
which you would
Krishna
notice
odlika,
first when you would see her?
Prvo, kad biste ga vidjeli.
A smile.
Osmijeh.
Beauty.
Ljepota.
Mercy.
Milost.
Maharaji Omila and Govinda Nandan have banded
Govinda
together
Nandana,
to find the right
Urmila,
word.
Mataji,
the luster is the effulgence. Remember when Arjuna sees Krishna,
Arjuna vidi
Krishna, universal form, what is the first thing
oblik,
he sees?
To je prva stvar koju vidi.
He sees an effulgence as if there are thousands of
tisuće
suns rising at the same time
u isto vrijeme pojavilo na nebu
on the eastern horizon.
Wow,
it's a blinding, overwhelming experience.
Zaslepljujuće, zaslepljujuće iskustvo.
The luster.
To blještavilo.
Then the next thing is he sees his all pervading presence is everywhere. And finally he sees him
i konačno ga vidi
as vreme, time.
U obliku vremena.
So the first, it's always described, when the devotee
opisano
sees Krishna,
bhakta vidi Krishna,
he first sees the luster.
Vidi
luster, how do we say?
Blještavilo ili sjaj.
Yes. Don't feel confident about your language. Yes. Don't feel minority complex about your words. Yes, that luster. It's described
opisano
when Radha, when
opisano je da
Krishna
kada
wow, now I know something very nice I read.
Oh, sad sam se sjetio
when Krishna meets Radha,
kada Krishna susretne Radhu
in the evening in the
večer,
temple of gold,
u hramu, u zlatnom hramu,
it's very difficult for him to notice who is Radha
primijeti,
because she has a golden luster,
jer ona ima
and everything in the temple of gold is of gold,
races,
columns, pillars, thrones, the floor, it's in the meeting place,
vaze, to je mjesto gdje se oni susreću,
the yoga pit in the evening,
nalazi se
there is a temple there which is all made of gold and Radha hides in that temple,
se skriva taj hram i ne miče se.
And then Krishna,
i onda Krishna
enters into this temple,
u ovaj hram,
and the temple immediately
odmah
develops a green light.
Odmah počinje sijavati zeleno svjetlo.
Can anyone imagine why the temple of gold becomes green?
Da li možete zamisliti zašto hram
Radha Kripa has a victorious
zelen
smile on her face?
Radha Kripa
you know
sa pobjedničkim osmijehom na licu.
I said it before, so we know.
Ona zna, zato što sam prije rekao.
So why?
Zašto? Zato što Krishna, you know, everything. Plavi ten,
Krishna has a blue complexion and his blue light enters into the golden temple and everything becomes green.
Zlatnim hramom i sve postaje zeleno.
Blue and yellow.
Plavo i žuto.
Green. Emerald green. Emerald is like a
kao
jewel.
Smaragdno zeleno, smaragd je dragulj.
Oh, when Krishna goes, Radha Krishna goes through the forest of
Vrindavan,
then it's first a blue light and a yellow light
i žuto svjetlo,
bathing.
I have some, kupaju čitavu okolinu,
you know,
sjaju.
From the source of Krishna's lotus feet,
this
wonderful moonlike rays come, and the chakora bird who lives on drinking moon rays is coming after the Krishna's steps here, and the chakora bird comes here.
Dolazi iza Krishna's stopa
and tries to drink the effulgence which comes from Krishna's lotus stopalas. This is how the Lord is so effulgent. It is described on his toenails.
The moon has taken shelter.
Because when the moon heard that Krishna's face is compared with the moon, he became ashamed. Oh no! How can anyone compare me with the Lord? The Lord is so much better. I'm so insignificant and foolish. And then the moon falls from the night sky on the ground and breaks into 10 pieces. These 10 pieces quickly run and take shelter in Krishna's toenails. That's why Krishna has toenails which shine like moons.
Jayagopal
cannot believe it. This is our Lord. Our Lord was not born in a Swiss valley.
Наш Господин не е роден на некој швајцарској долини.
He is transcendental.
Он е трансцендентал.
He is very good.
Он е јако добар.
There's a verse in the Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. Oh Radha, if a multitude of full moons rose at once to flood countless universes with the nectar moonlight of pure love, that flood of light from these countless moons and countless universes might give a slight hint of the incredible radiance of your lovely face visible in the valleys of Vrindavan. Therefore,
stoga,
because
zato što
the Lord and his dearest companion Shrimati Radharani are compared with the moon,
mjesecima,
the light is compared with soothing moon rays.
Sjaj,
therefore, there are many prayers
that
by the devotees about the lotus feet of the Lord. In Ananda Vrindavan Champu, I found one. The brilliant rays of your ruby-like toenails dispel the darkness of lamentation from the hearts of your devotees. If you want to be free from miseries, my dear devotees, meditate about the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the light which comes from their toenails. This is a powerful meditation. I remember I was once in Cologne at the university for interreligious dialogue, and I will never ever be able to forget this dialogue. At that time, our Veda Academy went from university to university to give an interesting format of congresses. We invited 4 members of different religions, Christians, Buddhistic monks. But then they always said, we are not a religion. Then we said, come anyways, because everyone thinks you are. Sometimes shamanistic religions. And then Hinduism. And what we did is, we had 3 parts of these conferences. One was theory. The second was questions to these different members of the religions. And the third part was a practical part where each representative of a religion would guide the whole, all the participants in a religious experience of their tradition. I really feel we should do this again, at least in Berlin. And you know, we would always end, the Hindus, we would always end with a kirtan. And all because we had participated in their practice, they were now forced to participate in our practice and chant and dance like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu style. So we would always have the most blissful and most dancing kirtans you can imagine, and all the religious men with the turbans and so on would have to respond in kind. So I remember one Buddhist did something very nice with us. He asked us to close our eyes and then to meditate about the blissful smile of Buddha's face and see how that smile would pervade every cell of our body. And I did it. And while I did it, I thought, well, I don't know how Buddha smiles, but I have seen pictures how Krishna smiles, so let me do it with Krishna's smile. And I smiled, I mean, I saw Krishna smiling from one picture which I remembered, and the gong came, bang, stopped the meditation, I was there. Just lost in the smile of Krishna. I still remember. Then Gadadhar said, come back, now we must chant. And later, I liked it so much, but I felt a little bit... oh my God, there's nothing like this in the Bhagavatam. I felt a little sad. But later I read in the third canto that if you want that misery goes out of your heart, you must meditate about the smile of the Lord, which dries up the ocean of misery in the heart. The ocean of tears, it's actually described. And this helped me to enter a little in the meditational aspect of Krishna consciousness. And today I want to recommend to you, when you go to bed, please do a favor to you. Before you fall asleep, think about the smile of the Lord. And I can guarantee you, you will have a good smiling night, and you will wake up with the holy names on your lips, or you can meditate about the luster which comes from the toenails, the ruby-like toenails of Lord Krishna. There's a prayer. May the brilliant light from Krishna's toenails protect us. The Chakori birds, thinking that light to be moonbeams, come to lick Krishna's footsteps. That light turns all jeweled foot pedestals to colorless crystal. That light seems to be thousands of water drops emanating from washing the lotus feet of Krishna. I admit these are very wonderful meditations.
So
we will end with this description. O Lord Krishna, defeating the splendor of sapphires and new clouds, you delight the people of Braj. O Shri Radha, your fair complexion removes the pride of yellow Gorachan. You charm Lord Krishna's heart. So this is the first meditation of this wonderful prayer in the Kapanya Panjika Stotra, which is very much recommended for devotees of Krishna to think about his qualities, his breathtaking beauty, and to pray that, my Lord, I'm so much attracted to so many things, but let my attraction now slowly come away from the wrong things and go to the right things. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna. We have come to the end. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah. One thing.
Još jedna stvarčica.
Today.
Danas.
We celebrate another birthday.
Još jedan rođendan.
May I ask Shyamasaki to come forward? Only briefly, or if you are afraid, maybe you just want to get up.
No?
It's a must. This is Shyamasaki. Bravo! Shyamasaki is 20 years old, and she has gotten today a postcard from Vrindavan.
I danas je dobila razglednicu iz Vrindavana.
Here is a sender.
Ovdje vidimo koji je poslao.
It's from Shri Krishna Balaram Mandira.
Iz Shri Krishna Balaram Mandira je znači poslao.
On Bhaktivedanta Swami Mark.
Na Bhaktivedanta Swami Mark.
I think Radha Shyam Sundar have written her a postcard. We won't sing happy birthday because then Shyamasaki will melt into the ground and that would be too much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So this was the end. Hare Krishna.